A 27-year-old named William Ray Fowler was arrested for beating up a 2-year-old girl. This little girl was his girlfriend's daughter. Her skull was fractured. She had 2 black eyes. She had bruises on her face, ears, and body. The guy pleaded guilty to 4th-degree assault. And guess how much time he served in jail? 18 days. That sentence was imposed by Judge Alan Bonebreak. Okay, this guy gets out after serving 18 days for beating up a little girl, and 1 month after his release, he's got a new girlfriend, and now he's charged with beating up her 23-month-old son. Only this time, the little boy's in critical condition. He's got bruises on his legs, torso, and traumatic head injury, which has caused bleeding in his brain. The senior probation and parole officer, Mark Vernon, says that he knew Fowler had moved in with a woman and her 2 small children. He knew that this guy, who'd been convicted of beating up a little girl, had moved in with a woman and 2 small children, but he didn't consider it a parole violation. Now remember, the terms of the parole said that he was to have no contact with children without permission of the probation officer. The probation officer says he asked Fowler to tell his girlfriend to call him, and he phoned her once to make sure she could supervise Fowler's contact with her children, but he never reached the mother. However, the defendant, the convict, the guy who beat these kids up, Fowler, he told the probation officer that he told her about it. So I guess the probation officer said, oh, well, he's told me he told her, so I guess it's okay.